Hey friends, welcome back to the Riot Squad podcast. It's your girl OT, the one woman Riot Squad. Sit back and relax. So friends, I saw the news with Sweetie and Quavo and Regina Carter yesterday, and it kind of unlocked, it unlocked a memory that I had tried to bury, I realized, and I decided why not share it. I mean, it's not a big deal, right? Okay, so let's get into it. Okay. I'm laughing because I'm remembering every single emotion I felt during this time. And you know, now that I think of it, maybe I am a horrible person. Like, I know I'm a shitty person, but I didn't think I was horrible. But now that I think about it, I'm probably really a horrible person, but never realized it till it was like late. Okay, so this was like sometime in uni, I think first year, because then I still was associating with my friends from like before uni, not friends from secondary school, like friends from my neighborhood who were before uni. Actually, this incident was part of what broke the friendships up. So first year of uni, I started talking to someone on Facebook, and the person was a mutual friend with a different friend. I didn't know if they had anything going on, but like, I knew the person through her because he used to always comment on her shit. And you know, I used to comment on her shit, and he'll come on there, you know, when we're laughing or insulting each other, and just drop his opinion or stuff like that. And so, you know, we all just started talking. So fast forward to when I entered uni, you know, we were still talking. And you know, first year of uni, I felt like I was a big girl. I felt like, I don't know, I felt like I should start life and do stuff I wasn't doing before. Like before uni, if I had to leave the house, I was obviously going to sneak out and sneak with someone and go where someone wanted me to go with the person. But I was like, you know what, I'm an adult now. I was 16. I'm an adult now, so I should go where I want to go and stuff like that. So he had asked to meet up a few times, and we had met up a few times, hung out and stuff. And you know, we started doing other stuff, and my friend would ask if I knew him. I'd say yeah. She'd ask what the relationship was like. I'd be like, oh, there was nothing. Like, I would never give her details, just because I just then, not, I'm not going to say it wasn't my nature to not give details, it's just then I just didn't feel it was necessary. I just didn't think about it. Now I know better though. Like, if I start talking to anyone, it's like, do you guys know him or do you guys know her, that kind of thing. So yeah, she would ask, I would deny, and just make it look like it was casual and stuff like that. So one time during the holidays, she was going to come back from her school in like 3 weeks. I was already home, and me and him decided to hang out. I was in his house. We had just finished being very frisky, and you know, she came to visit. She wasn't supposed to be back from uni. She was not. Like, we're supposed to have like 3 weeks ahead, do you understand? And the thing is, I'm not going to lie and say I didn't know nothing was going on between them. The thing is, I wasn't sure, and I wasn't going to ask, because asking would either confirm it or deny it, and like, the probability of it confirming it would have been higher. Like, I didn't want to hear her tell me she liked him or anything like that, because I wasn't willing to stop at that point. So having her come visit him was weird, and he wanted to like hide me, and I was 16, for Christ's sake. I wasn't going to hide. So I was there, you know, we had a whole argument, and she left, and then I left, and then, you know, she told our other friends, and then like, you know, it got very intense. We got to the fight, and then I started getting like body shamed constantly, which I didn't have a problem with because I have two brothers. Like, if you want to know what I had heard, like, at the time that I was 16, if you want to know what I had heard 16 years prior to that, for every single day for 16 years was like worse than what they were saying about me or what they were saying to me. So it didn't matter, and I didn't feel guilty, and I didn't apologize because I didn't feel bad, to be honest. But you know, I feel like that's part of why I don't want to get married. I don't want karma to hit me, but then if it does, I'm really going to just like keep it moving. I don't know, like, does that make me a horrible person? I just felt like I needed to share this because anyways, let me know if you have ever been caught in a compromising position you wouldn't want to be seen in, or if you've had a fallout with friends because of a significant other or something similar. Till next time, guys, have a blessed day, have a blessed week, have a blessed end of the year, and try to stay afloat. Bye.